Metro Atlanta continues to expand, but the population in rural Georgia is shrinking. Photographer Brian Brown is documenting the architecture of the countryside before it disappears, and he started where he grew up in Ben Hill County near Tifton. He now has websites devoted to north and coastal Georgia as well. Hi there, Brian.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
I got to ask you, how many miles do you put on your car every year?
15,000-20,000 at least.
That's a lot.
that's probably a conservative estimate, but yeah.
So when this began, what drew you? Did you just start taking photos of this by chance, or did you already begin with this mission of documenting disappearing sort of architecture?
Well, I did have that as my mission. A lot of places around my home that I remember from my childhood. After I lived in Atlanta for a while and came back to South Georgia, I noticed so many places disappearing, and so I felt an urgent need to get out and document those places. And I just expanded. As I used up what was in my area, I began to expand out, and it's grown from there.
What was the first building you photographed?
I think probably a farmhouse or tobacco barn near my family's farm in Ben Hill County that has since lost as well. Those structures that I photographed are gone, too.
They're gone?
Yes.
Did they fall or they were demolished?
They fell. Well, actually, one fell, one was demolished, yeah. And I find that with a lot of different places that I photograph. And go back a year or two later wanting to re-photograph something, I find that it's gone. So a lot of these structures in rural Georgia are disappearing. We take them for granted. People call them sharecropper shacks and things like that. And we've seen them our whole lives, and we pass by them on rural roads, and we just think they're always going to be there, but they're really going quickly.
What's the difference between, say, your tobacco barn that may have fallen down or been demolished and an office building in Metro Atlanta that is demolished and replaced with a parking lot? Is there a difference in terms of the purpose of documenting?
I think they're all important. It's easier for me to concentrate just on rural at this time, and that's been sort of a conundrum for me as to should I venture into more urban areas. Like Savannah is a lot easier than Atlanta, to document things in. But I think any sort of things, a lot of modern architecture from the mid-20th century is being torn down as well. So there's an urgency to document some of that as well. But right now, like I said, it's easier for me to do rural, but I get what I can.
Tell me about a building that just broke your heart when it came down.
Oh, there's so many. It's that's a tough one. Well, one in particular up in Central Georgia that actually had a good ending, but the courthouse in Hancock County in Sparta, Georgia, a few years ago burned. And that county was lucky enough to have the funds and to be able to get the funds to rebuild that courthouse exactly like it was before. The brick walls of the courthouse survived the fire, and they had good architects and preservationists come in and rebuild the courthouse. And I went up a year or so ago when they rededicated it, and that was actually a miracle to see that emerge from the ashes, as it were.
So you had a photo of the original building and then a photo of the one it was replaced with after the fire?
Yes.
Wow.
I did. I was lucky to do that. And it really looks almost exactly the same. It's amazing what they did with that.
Do you feel that the speed at which these buildings are disappearing is faster now?
It's a lot faster. In fact, it's overwhelming me as far as, do I go here, do I go there? I get a lot of feedback from people on my websites and people telling me that, this building or that building is going to be torn down any time. And it's hard to be able to go to all of them and capture all of them. But I'm doing my best.
So do you keep a list or a map where you plot out where you're going to go?
I do have kind of a working list of references that people give me of places and just basically work from that list. And the main thing for me is to try to stay off the main highways. It's just get on the back roads and look for things, because Georgia has a fairly good record of documenting important architecture, nice big houses, mansions, things like that. But this rural or vernacular architecture that is widespread throughout the state, or was widespread throughout the state, has never really been documented much. And so I feel like I came in late in the game, but I'm glad to be able to get some of it before it's all gone.
So what is the secret to getting a really great photo of one of these buildings?
It's wintertime is a good time to shoot, because a lot of the structures that I photograph are often overgrown with vines, kudzu, things like that in the summer. But mostly just try to get them in their natural state before they've been. Sometimes people do restore structures. Most of my viewers on my sites prefer them in their more natural, abandoned state. You know, so it's hard to decide sometimes.
But that means, I mean, I've seen some of these photos. You need like gear. Yeah. Like it looks like you're kind of trekking off sometimes into some wild places to get these photos.
Yes, I do. I mainly bug spray is the main gear you need here.
I'm sure. Although, you know, we do have snakes here in Georgia.
Yeah. I try to be careful. And, of course, you try to be respectful of property, you know, property rights and things like that. Mostly try to shoot from the road or just the right of way. And that's one thing I try to tell other photographers that are pursuing these sorts of things. Mainly stay off private property as much as you can, you know.
Yeah. Well, we only have about a minute left, and I just wanted to make sure I asked you what your chosen camera is.
I use a Nikon D90 at the present time.
And you carry lenses with you, I assume?
I generally do. 18-105 is the one I use mostly for architectural shooting. But I'm fairly self-taught as a photographer, so I'm not a complete gearhead when it comes to photography.
Yeah.
I use what served me well. I've gone from the D70 to the D90. So right now, Nikon is what I've been using. And sometimes I use a tripod. I should probably use one more often, but that's not always easy, the kind of photography I do. So, but.
That is photographer Brian Brown. You can see his really beautiful pictures from the project Vanishing Georgia. Visit our website, gpbnews.org. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was nice being here.